Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kentucky Wildcast. It's been a while since we've sent you guys an episode, but there are lots of reasons for that that we're actually going to discuss on today's episode. So this is actually a new, what we call a new year in the higher ed world, because our new year starts in July. So we just had a new staff senate election, so we have new staff senators, we have grown. We have new people on the committee for employee engagement. So we are going to be bringing in a whole new team for the podcast. And so we thought that we would take this episode and kind of introduce you guys to a few new members and then maybe talk a little bit about what we want the show to be and just some other updates to give you guys a kind of a look into the future of the podcast. I want to welcome everybody to the show, starting with Cassandra, the most important member, Olivia, and Chris. And then we also have Dawn here. We don't know if she's going to get on the mic or not, but she's going to be part of our team as well. So welcome, everybody.
Woohoo!
We're glad to be here.
Yeah, excited to be in Blazer Dining in this studio I didn't know existed.
Yeah, so first things first, you can probably tell that our quality has increased 1,000-fold. And that is partly directly due to Chris being part of the team now. We are in a professional podcast studio on campus in Blazer Dining. Don't ask us to use it though, because we are laying claim to this room. But yeah, so this is part of the new parts of the show is we're going to be able to record with some professional equipment and have a studio where we can have people come in and actually record in person. Thanks to being vaccinated and all those good things. So we have lots of hopes for the show for the future, but this is one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where you're coming from saying the quality's improved a million percent, because Zoom was pretty great. And if you did join us on Zoom last year, thank you for joining us, and let's chat again. By the way, this is Olivia. If you don't remember my voice, I am Olivia. I was the chair of the Employee Engagement Committee last year. And this year, I'm coming to you live as chair of the staff senate as a whole. So,
cue the applause.
Yeah. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm not letting them kick me out, because the podcast was one of my favorite things to do last year. And sorry if you wanted me gone, but I'm not leaving. I will be here in Blazer Dining every time I can be.
No, we feel honored to have you. That you want to hang out with us still.
Well, those of us who were on employee engagement last year know that Olivia's heart really is in employee engagement. So even though she's the chair, we know that this is where her heart will always be. And so we're going to continue to do the good work that we started last year.
Just like a parent would say, I have no favorite children. I love all my children equally.
And every parent is lying.
I can also tell you, for those that can't see Olivia, she's winking right now. So we know that what she really means by that.
Yeah, but this will be a really cool year, and I want to, you know, we'll get to in a second, but Ryan won't be on the podcast as much this year, but it's going to come with quite a few changes, but hopefully the heart and soul stays with it. So, you know, what is the heart and soul? We're highlighting staff at UK who go above and beyond and who make this an incredible place to work, not just for themselves, but for other staff, for faculty, for students. You know, they're the ones who make the unbelievable believable. They make the impossible possible, and that's what we're here to highlight. Now, there might be some changes where maybe we have some episodes now and then that are just us chatting, because personally, and this is me being selfish, I love a good podcast where there's no agenda, there's no set questions, and you can just cook your pasta while people are talking in the background. So that's it might come up from time to time, but I think we should, Ryan, I think you should tell the listeners what's going on in your life.
Well, for those that don't know, my wife is going to be having a baby within the next 6 days. So as everyone who has had a baby knows, my time is going to be a little bit different than it has been. So I will be taking a significant portion of paternity leave this fall. So I had to make sure that the podcast was in good hands. And I am now confident that we will be able to continue the show and really put out some great episodes, even in my absence. So I will be taking some time off, but I think we should take this opportunity to introduce our new members here. Yeah. So either Cassandra or Chris, if you guys want to just introduce yourself a little bit and tell your thoughts about being on staff.
Who
Senate
are you? Where do you work? Yeah. What's your favorite color?
One interesting fact.
Yeah. Two truths and a lie.
Oh no. My name is Cassandra Lambert. I work in the Office of Sponsored Project Administration at the University of Kentucky, obviously. This is my third year on Staff Senate, first year on employee engagement, but I'm really excited. I like to be part of the campus community. I'm always taking foreign language classes, utilizing that employee education program credit.
Excellent.
If it's a UK benefit, I'm going to take advantage of it.
Yes, for sure.
What else? I'm really excited to be a part of the podcast. Big podcast listener. So it's very exciting for me to be a part of a real life podcast.
So did you say you're a longtime listener, first time speaker?
Quite literally, long time listener. Yes, first time speaker. That is right, Chris.
So I'm Chris Larmore. I am the technology coordinator for the School of Journalism and Media and the Department of Integrated Strategic Communication.
We love our words over here in CI. Yeah.
So JAM and ISE. We like acronyms, too.
Yes, we do. Chris comes from the same college that I work in, so we know each other well.
Yeah, actually, our college has, I believe, 10 members on the Staff Senate this year.
It's a lot.
So we've got some major representation there.
Yes.
But as a technology coordinator, I do a lot of stuff with AV, and I've had this multimedia room since we moved into the wonderful Blazer Dining 3 years ago.
Shout out.
And this is a great opportunity for us to make use of this.
I am super excited about this because, as people who have listened to the show previously know, I'm a huge podcast nerd, and I love to get into all the audiophile stuff and, you know, looking at quality. And this is like a no-joke dream setup for a podcaster. We have soundproofing in the room. We got studio quality microphones and a board. So I'm really excited for what this could mean for our show and for the future. So speaking of, let's talk a little bit about what we want to do for this show. We had a meeting last week. We talked a little bit about some hopes and maybe some dreams. We can talk about both. I have had the strongest voice on this show because our committee was so small and it took a lot of effort and I had the knowledge to do it. But I want you guys to talk a little bit about what you hope the show can be. And it can be general or really specific, whatever you guys want to talk about.
Yeah. And if you're a listener and you really like or really don't like something, let us know too, because ultimately, we can sit around a table and talk all day. So let us know what you want to hear, and we'll see what we can make happen. But hopes and dreams. So Chris is our, I guess, lead on the podcast now. But as I said earlier, you know, the whole point of the podcast originally was to highlight staff who are doing extraordinary things. Do we want to keep that up? What do you all think about that?
Yeah, I like the idea of having a guest, if not all the time, often. I think it's great to make connections and let people know the awesome people that are at the University of Kentucky, because I think sometimes we are siloed in our offices or in our structure, wherever we report. So I think it's great, and that's part of the reason I joined Staff Senate, was to make those connections. And so featuring somebody on a podcast, I think, is a great idea as well.
And I'm always amazed on this campus, the wide variety of people that we have and interests and crazy things that people get involved in that I never even would have thought were a thing. And I'm sure we can find some very interesting stories to tell about people as well.
Yeah, so I don't think Ryan and I will argue against it because that's what we wanted to do last year. But there could be some changes. Or not necessarily changes, but maybe some additions or some alterations, if you will. Let's talk a little bit about that. I know I mentioned I would love to just have a chatty cast where we can just talk around the table and just enjoy ourselves and have a coffee or whatever. But we've talked a little bit more about having like some live episodes during Appreciation Day or, you know, going to a different site if we wanted to. Thoughts, dreams, ideas. And then we'll come back to realities. But
yeah, I think that's the big dream. A live episode would be really fun. But this is our first episode in studio, so we've got to get comfortable and really hopefully hit the ground running. I mean, it's August 5th, and we're already recording our first one for the year, so I think that's great. Appreciation Day will be here again before we know it, since this one was delayed, thanks COVID. And so, you know, maybe next year you'll see us hanging out at a booth talking and you'll say, what's going on
here?
You'll
peck on the glass like we're animals in a cage.
Exactly, exactly.
And, you know, also maybe I feel like I've been on Staff Senate for a month now and I already know more about what's going on around campus, and maybe we can talk about things that are happening in Staff Senate, things that just are generally happening on campus, because sometimes we can get so isolated in our work in our offices that we don't know the cool things that are happening. Like, if it wasn't for Staff Senate, I wouldn't have known about the paternity. Mm-hmm.
So speaking of, I'll go ahead and talk about that a little bit. So something that we can give some credit to the Staff Senate for the last couple of years, I'll be using some new, very, very new paternity leave that the Staff Senate was able to approve 2 weeks of paternity leave for anyone who, you know, qualifies. There's lots of qualifiers. I'm not going to go through all those because I'm not an HR specialist.
Visit the HR website for details.
I mean, the big thing, too, though, is that it's not just paternity leave. It's family leave or something like that, right? Because even if you adopt a child, you have this option now.
Correct.
So go ahead.
I think it's still considered paternity leave because there is more family medical leave stuff as well. I mean, I just went through the process. So just so everyone knows, you do still have to apply for the FML family medical leave stuff, but you can still use your sick time as you would, but you basically get those free 80 hours. So it's a huge benefit that, you know, a lot of people don't get in, you know, America, because we have some problems with paternity leave, but we won't get it too far into that. But I'm really grateful to work at UK and have that benefit that I can utilize.
So, and how difficult was it to submit the request? Would you rate it easy, hard?
It was actually, it was fairly simple. I think I went into it not really knowing much about it. And I think that's just because it's so new that even HR is still trying to work out the kinks, because it just became active.
Yeah, you're probably one of the first.
I was
going to
say, I might be like the one of the first five or six.
The inaugural paternity leave.
The first paternity leave, yeah. But I, you know, you basically just have to request the form and then make sure that you're also applying for the FMLA portion. And then once you do that, you get a letter that says you are approved or whatever. And you can actually use those 2 weeks at any point during the 6 month window. So I'm going to use it right away. But, you know, if you needed to wait for whatever reason and use it at a later time, you could also do that as well. Question. Yeah.
So
do you want to talk on the mic?
I was going to say, let's bring it on the mic.
Okay. So did you decide to do the paternity leave on your own, or is this something your wife wanted you to do, or did you guys discuss this together?
We discussed it a lot. I mean, part of it is I feel like it's odd that fathers don't take off as much time as they should. I always have wanted to do that, and because I work at UK and, you know, I've sick hours that I have saved up, I'm able to do it. And so I have this time that I am able to do it. So why wouldn't I want to spend as much time as I can, especially early on, when, you know, there's going to be a lot of help going both ways. I wouldn't want to leave my wife at home just doing all of that and me just go straight back to work. So I looked at it really as it's a benefit that I have. So why wouldn't I do it?
Right. What are the reviews that you're getting from friends and family, especially the men?
I honestly, people haven't really said much about it. I think the most of the reaction that I've gotten from it is that it's kind of like a good for you situation, where it's not like a sarcastic, like,
cool.
Good for you.
Yeah.
But like, no, that's really great that you're able to do, because I recognize that not everyone is able to do that. So I'm really just grateful that I have the opportunity to spend that time with my wife and the new baby.
Okay. Do not get on her nerves. Be of help.
I plan on doing everything that I physically can do and taking as much off of her as I possibly can.
And that gorgeous voice was Dawn, by the way.
Yes.
Off to the side, but always here in our hearts.
That's right.
I think that it's great that you're doing this because...
Will you start that over so it's
I'm sorry. I think it's great that you are doing this because it's hard... when you come home from the hospital, and then you never know how quick the depression is going to kick in for a woman, and it kicks in.
Right.
I went through it
three
times, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I think it's great because a woman needs that support.
For
that,
sure.
Emotional support, and kudos to you.
Well, thanks. Just trying to start out everything right and make sure that, you know, we get out on the right foot as a family of three.
Yeah, and you're going to take care of your family, and Chris is going to take care of this podcast.
That's right.
And we're all going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Just as important. My first baby, the podcast.
Do you know if you all are having a boy or a girl?
We are having a girl. Yes. She'll be here very soon.
Are you done? Everything set up?
Yeah, I think we've been ready for a while. I think we're ready to go. We're just waiting on her time now. So
you will be for 18 say, years. It's
for that, 18
that
years.
That clock has already started, and yeah,
longer. Yeah,
my parents are still on my time. So my mom says I run her life.
Oh,
and so I say you're welcome.
Because I'm a fascinating and wonderful person, right?
Yeah, it's for like her.
Yeah,
you know, she took care of me. Now I am taking care of her, whether she asked me to or not.
Exactly.
You go. Okay, there was a good period of time where I had to run on my parents' time. Love them. But I got my first apartment in Lexington. Now I'm with my husband in our first home. And we had to, I mean, there were like year-long stints of, hey, we're an hour away. See you soon. And it's like, oh, okay.
Goodness.
And I mean, it took like several times to be like, you know, you're welcome to come up. But like, we need at least 24 hours notice because we've got a dog. Now we have a cat. We got to wash some sheets because we sure didn't wash them whenever you all left the last time.
Mentally prepare.
Yeah. So it's
emotionally
gotten.
Emotionally prepare.
Yeah.
Stash the alcohol so you can get to it.
Pull out
that. I was going to say, it depends on the family. Either put it away or bring it out. Depending.
Well, we have to go to Kroger and we got to get like a 6-pack for my dad and a bottle of Diet Pepsi for my mom. Like we've got to have it ready. And also like that mental, like it's our space. People are coming into it. But we've gotten back to a good balance now. Where they'll say, hey, you know, we're wanting a trip to Lexington. Can we come visit? Are you guys free? I was like, yes, we are. Sheets will be clean. Floors will be clean.
See,
Pepsi in the fridge.
That's the way to do it. Parents out there, listen to that. Just please ask.
Yeah, Jeff and Susie, they figured it out. You just got to ask. Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff and Susie. I appreciate the growth.
My parents are very much like, okay, because it's only, I'm from Moorhead, so we're only an hour away. So they're always up here, the big city of Lexington.
Oh, yeah, same for me.
Doctor's appointments, you know, nobody goes to the mall anymore. But shoe shopping, you know, mom's really big into sneakers, not like the cool kind. just like the orthotic kind.
New Balance.
Yeah. Brooks.
Brooks.
Specifically,
running shoes though.
Yeah,
they have some cool running shoes now.
Well, these are for walking. These are
ones.
For walking. Yeah, but they're very much like, okay, we're gonna be here for like an hour, and then they're actually like, you're busy. I'm gonna go. You're busy. All right, I'll let you go. Like they're not staying the night. I go home. I don't stay the night. We've all just agreed on like this brief interaction.
Yeah.
But then you can have more.
Yes.
You know. You can have more.
Small. What's the word I'm thinking of?
Like increments.
Small doses.
Yes.
I don't know why I couldn't come up with that.
Yeah. My parents.
Quality,
have a
not
house.
Quantity.
Exactly. Yeah, no, my, quantity.
No, we're going for it's
small quantity.
Quantity, but it's quality. You're not extending it.
Yeah. My parents have a key to the house because they bring their dog to our vet. Because where I'm from, the vets don't take care of animals the same way they do in Lexington. Because animals are just. Have a different role. Yeah. And so they have a key and they've had to be using it more recently since we're back on campus because when they come with their dog, it's a 2.5-hour drive if they're driving the speed limit and they're usually slower than that. So by the time they get here, it's like, well, we need a pit stop. We need to use the bathroom. We need to refresh, let the dog use the bathroom, all that. So, but they've balanced that really well. So they spend the night or they'll like hop in and out and my dad is my dog's best friend. Like, she would pick my dad over anything. when there is a storm, my dog will hide in the bathtub. When my dad is there and there's a storm, she will be, like, she will sleep in the floor beside his bed just so she can, like, be within 5 feet of him. So, yeah, but family, man. Quality and quantity and all that in between. And I've cut Chris off 3 times now, so I'm going to let him talk and I'm going to be quiet.
But now I don't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it was very important.
I was going to say a little while back, as a girl dad, do you have like, doesn't even be loaded, but the pump action shotguns, you have that sound? scare away the guys. Have you thought about that yet?
No, I'm hoping to not fall into that stereotype. I would like to be the dad that raises her correctly so that she brings home whoever she wants to bring home and that she feels comfortable. We're just going to
I believe in you. I believe you can do that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I've had good practice with my dog. My dog is wonderful. And
does your dog bring home people?
No, she brings home no one.
Okay.
She actually doesn't like other dogs. She just likes us. So if that's any indication, then I think that's
fine. What you want to engender in your daughter?
It's fine.
Now, don't come
Being
at Ryan.
Being independent is okay.
Yeah. Now, listeners, don't come at Ryan. Ryan is a great guy. He's going to raise his girl to be able to make her own decisions.
Thank you, Olivia.
We're just having a good time here because we've not seen each other, and we're allowed to pick on each other as hard as we can. So don't come at him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, Chris.
If I didn't come at you, you'd probably wonder if something was wrong.
That's true. It's really just, it's not only the relationship that we have, but I feel like that's just like the overall feeling in CI. Like everyone's just kind of sarcastic with each other. That's how our office is for sure.
If we don't go at each other, where are we going to go?
That's good. I like that. That's going to be the tagline for the new show. If we don't go at each other, where are we going to go?
Yeah, we got to get these hostilities out somewhere. But I mean, this is that's a chatty cast. So yeah. I love it. But I think we had a couple other things we wanted to really touch on. And one of those was, you know, scheduling and a couple other things. But Ryan, what do you have on your list? That way we aren't going too far over and beyond.
We've actually gone over most everything. I did want to re-highlight Appreciation Day.
That happened yesterday. I'm still like, I'm just so exhausted. So
I would assume
we usually have Appreciation Day in May, and that's for all UK employees, staff, faculty, incidentally, their families because they're around somewhere, grad students, you know, anyone who's an employee is welcome to come. Usually it's at the Kroger Field, the football stadium in the concourse. We have T-shirts. We have food. We have games. We have fun. We have fire alarms. And in 2020 and 2021 in May, because of COVID, we weren't able to have that event. But just yesterday, date ourselves here, on August like 4th or something, we had Appreciation Day Light. I call it AD Light. And that was held in the New Gatton Student Center. And
how long are we going to call it new?
I was wondering the same thing.
Well, now that we're like all 100% back on campus, I think new's gone, but they're also still expanding it. So it's not even done.
It feels like it's definitely still new because they didn't finish it.
Yeah, it's not even done. So, finished for my high school teacher who always said, done is what you call a turkey. It's not finished yet. But we had it yesterday and it was fantastic. And of course, there were concerns because of COVID. People were wearing masks, some people weren't, but it was all around a pretty good day. They could go outside, and we still had, we didn't have T-shirts, but recycling had T-shirts. We had fun. We had games. We had food. We had people. We still had a fire alarm. Yep. So we're keeping that trend going.
Maybe that fire alarm done is the right descriptor.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I want a T-shirt that says UK Appreciation Day, it's lit, and I want it to have flames on it. Because 2 ADs in a row now, this is what we've had. But it went really well, and it definitely wasn't the same capacity as before, but I think it had a bit of a different meaning this year because with the communication and people having to return to campus starting August 2nd, this was really the first chance a lot of people at UK had to see other people. And some that have been here, you know, throughout the pandemic, they've just been here and they've not had a lot of interaction. So Appreciation Day yesterday, you got to see a lot of facilities people and you got to see a lot of physical plant and healthcare who were able to make it across campus, take some time off work, you know, lounge around the student center, enjoy some free food, wait in the line to get a shirt from recycling.
Well, listen, it wasn't just a shirt. There were a lot of free things. It was like that whole central concourse.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, umbrella.
That's what Appreciation Day cups. Is. It's UK vendors and people that we work with quite frequently. They give out free
ducks.
Stuff.
Did you see those ducks?
Yeah, so Aflac had little duck keychains, and whenever you squeeze the butt of the duck, it goes, Aflac. Yeah, I didn't get one, so I'm a little upset that a chair I didn't get one, but next time.
It seems like they should create a bag for you.
I mean, I don't need all the knickknacks, but I did
just
get
as just as part of your power that you can wield.
Oh yeah, I should just like be like carry my gavel and be like, "Where's my bag?" Bang, bang, bang.
Every vendor as they come in just gives their offering to the chair.
Yeah, yeah. In order, yes. Okay, for Appreciation Day in May, this was a joke. All vendors must give a free token to the chair in order to be accepted as a vendor.
And the chair will be on the chair slash the throne.
Yeah,
and they have to approach the throne. Exactly. With their offering.
That's what this is. That's what this is.
Approved.
Now. Yeah, it absolutely is not. Please, like, if you want to be a senator, that's not how this is. If you work at UK, that's not how this is. It's like we said earlier, if they don't come for me, who would they come for? So,
exactly.
But no, it was really nice. And the president was there, President Capiluto, Eric Monday, the executive vice president of finance and administration.
I think you nailed all the words.
Yeah, and then Bob DePaula, who is our interim provost. I'm allowed to call him Bob. He told me that.
Okay, great.
Dr. Bob. Yeah, Dr. Bob DePaula and Dr. Eric Monday and Dr. Eli Capiluto. So they were there and a couple other, this might be wrong, but I think a couple like board members were there as well. And it went really well. I won a hat in cornhole. Oh. I don't like cornhole, but I won a cool hat. And it was nice. It was exhausting.
Yeah.
But it was nice. And we plan to have another one in May, COVID allowing. And that one will likely be back at the football stadium because of the capacity. And it'll be hopefully fun. We might change things up a bit because if you have ever spoken with me about staff senate stuff, I'm really big on making sure people feel appreciated. So, you know, there are five love languages and there are five appreciation languages. So what can we do to make sure, you know, we're hitting quality time and words of affirmation and connection and all these other things. So there might be some adjustments, but don't worry. We're still going to have the giveaways and the knickknacks. There will still be t-shirts. There will still be food. I feel like at this point we should say there will still be a fire alarm, but
we'll make sure.
Yeah, that'll be in May. So keep an eye out, keep an ear out, and come out if you can.
I will say along that note, just to brag on Olivia for a minute. So last year she was chair of a committee that hadn't existed before. So that's a unique challenge that some people may not understand.
Our first meeting was weird.
Because we basically just had to figure out what we could do or even wanted to do. But I am excited for Olivia as chair of staff senate for a couple of reasons, but the number one reason is because she is not afraid to look at what the way that things have been done and really analyze whether that's how they should be continued to be done in the future. And I think that is something that is really powerful, especially on a campus like UK. So I just wanted to brag a little bit and just be excited for Olivia as chair of the staff senate. I think she's going to affect a lot of change, and it's going to be a good term that she's elected.
Well, thank you. The biggest change is getting everyone on Teams right now. We're still fighting the uphill battle, but we'll get there.
Why do people hate Teams? My favorite part is that as an employer, like, I'm communicating in Teams, and I can search GIFs, I don't know.
Yep.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Let's not fight about that. But the important part is that I can search help and find, like, really funny help.
Yes.
Like, I have one that's a frog that's, like, falling down his desk and trying to get his phone. And I feel like I relate to that. And I don't know how I communicated on Skype without these.
Yeah, the Skype and then Link, and then, like, it just kept devolving into worse versions. And now that we have Teams, I'm gonna give a really big plug to Teams because Microsoft Teams sponsors the Olympics, they could sponsor us.
Just a couple dollars.
We're the same level of the Olympics.
Yeah, exactly. A small podcast at a university or national broadcast, whatever. but I will say it makes me feel like I'm back in high school with AIM and I'm chatting with friends and it's the best. That is, I would rather chat like type chat with friends than do really anything other than maybe record a podcast. So.
Yeah. And I had my first every person was in person meeting earlier this week that I've had in 18 months, however, a year and a half.
Was it jarring?
Yeah, because I
before
I went down, and it was with my
Need name tags? I feel like
no. Luckily, this was with my team that I work with outside of Staff Senate, okay. So I've known everyone for many years.
You get used to looking at people's names on Zoom, then you don't.
We needed to redo introductions because I'm married now. The last time I saw these people, I was not married, so that's like a big thing.
I think a lot of us we need to reintroduce ourselves post COVID because it's like I'm a different person than I was before.
My favorite color. but we had this meeting, and before going down to it, I sat at my desk and I went, is it inappropriate to take my laptop? Because, this might sound bad about me, but I don't think I've been in a Zoom meeting and not been doing other work at the same time in a year and a half. And I had to go to my first meeting where I was like, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to. And I was just like, what do I do with all this,
do you take a notepad?
I took one, but I didn't take notes. I was just like, I have to keep focused. I have to focus on what's at hand. And I was like, this is terrifying and relieving, but also I know I'm getting all these emails, and I know I need to reply to this person, and I need to reply to it, and I don't have my computer. So it's like a really weird rebalancing of, do I continue with this attempt at multitasking, which is scientifically proven not to actually be effective, but it makes me feel better? Or do I do what I should do? I'm air quoting, and give my full attention back to these meetings when I know I don't have to.
I'm sure they're very important. You should give your full attention at all times.
To every meeting.
Yeah.
All of them.
Exactly.
Especially those 3-hour staff senate meetings where I definitely wasn't just walking around the room. And
well,
doing
the other thing with some meetings, especially long ones, is I have a hard time focusing if I'm not doing something else. I'm one of those people where I need to be doodling or scratching or something, and that's how I can listen better. Because if I have too many inputs from multiple sources, it does get jarring. But I have to have some inputs in order for my brain and my ears to focus, because that's just how I've always been. And I was sitting in that meeting, and I was sitting in a meeting earlier today where I was trying to give my undivided attention, and I find my brain just disappears, and I go, oh my God, I don't know what they've been talking about because I don't have anything to keep my hands busy. And
I can't imagine having to go from the last year of high school being COVID to my first year of college being COVID, and then now this year they're going to be trying to be paying attention to class in person.
Yeah.
They're never going to recover from these 4 students. They're never going to recover.
They will. They're resilient. They're young. I think about all the things I could do when I was however much younger. It's fine. You're fine. You can do it. If there are any undergraduate students listening to this podcast,
zero.
It's fine. You're going to make it.
And if you need help, ask for help.
There's or no it won't be any worse than it would have been in person. I'm just going to tell you that. It's not going to be better.
But it's just, I've heard people say that we're returning to normal, and I don't know what that word means anymore.
I don't want to go back to normal. Normal sucked. I'll say it. Apologies for my partial French dad, but normal sucked. He didn't like us to say sucked as a kid.
I got written up in 5th grade for saying this sucks. Yeah. I got sent to the principal's office. That's the only time. And she said, do you know why you're here? And I said, no.
I used to get in trouble for that word, but.
Normal sucks. I'll be honest. We have come so far, not just in the last year and a half, but technology, that normal can be redefined. And we're at a point where we can redefine it. And why not redefine it as something that is forward-facing, that is looking into the future, and that sets us up for success now and down the road? And that includes using technology. Now, am I also a person who still takes notes by hand? Yes, because that's how my brain retains it. And there's evidence that writing helps you retain things. Would I want classes in person personally? Yeah, because I want that kind of connection. But it doesn't mean faculty shouldn't have the option to offer hybrid or to offer virtual, and staff, I'll say it because I've said it forever, staff should have the option to work hybrid. And that's not just coming from me personally as an employee. That's what staff say all around campus. I've got 100 emails in my inbox from staff saying, why can we not work hybrid? We've done it. We can have this experience for students on campus and balance our own professional needs. So I think
Well, and I think some students moving forward, because there is such a comfort with technology and the norm is you're constantly, you know, you have a phone, you have an iPad, you have your computer, you have whatever, that students might like the flexibility of still having the option of meeting with the professor via Zoom, because probably more and more students might be working as well. It might not be convenient. They might not be on campus all the time. UK is a really big university that serves a diverse student population. So I think, adding flexibility. And it seems weird to go backwards to.
And I said it in a meeting earlier today, putting students first does not mean it. Putting students first and caring for the needs and realities of employees, they're not mutually exclusive. You can put students first and have a hybrid work environment. You know, there are things we can do to make that happen. And for the University of Kentucky to move forward and for employees to develop professionally, we have to think like that. Because if we don't, then in 10 years, we're not going to be competitive. Like this, as they keep saying, this is a year of transition.
Yeah.
Then let's transition. Let's make it happen, and we don't need to drag our feet on it.
I think the other part of that is it would be such a shame to look at the last, 18, 20 months and see all of the things that are wildly resilient, shout out Jacob Hester, wildly resilient staff have done to, change the way that they offer their services. You know, just thinking about our office, I mean, we were able to switch our advising completely online within like a week of, March 16th or whatever it was, 2020. And to look at all of that, knowledge and experience that we've gained, and then to just turn 180 degrees and go back to the way we were we're not using the value that we created.
Yeah.
Well, and I also wonder, for your job specifically, but for a lot of student-facing positions, when students want to meet with a faculty member or with their advisor, if they're in a comfortable environment and just hopping on Zoom, did you see that you actually got more out of the students? More, were they more open with you?
I honestly think we did as well advising as we would have done in person. Like everyone was able to adjust. I don't know that we saw more open up. I mean, it definitely wasn't less though. Like I don't think there was any drop off. Like I don't think any student felt uncomfortable with a Zoom advising appointment. And like you said, like in some cases, depending on the advising office, it's going to be more comfortable because there's they're at their house or their dorm or wherever. And, it's just that one-on-one and there's no one else around. So, there are a lot of ways that where the Zoom would offer a more of a comfort for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I had a student, from CNI the other day who came to talk to me on Zoom, and I could tell by the way she was talking about what she was taking abroad that she didn't like it. And I had to ask, do you want to do the major you're doing? And she said, I'm a junior at this point. I might as well just finish. I said, no, if it doesn't delay you, switch your major. And I do think Zoom gives a bit of protection to that enables that, because there is a reality that people are able to be more bold when they're not in person. And a student who has never met with me or spoken with me before felt comfortable enough to talk about changing her life path. And I do attribute some of that to the fact that we weren't in person, because that can be really intimidating. I'll admit it, whenever I talk to the president or the provost or whoever, I feel much more confident when I'm talking via Zoom, because they don't see if my hands are shaking, right? They don't see my scratches of I need to say this exact word. So I think there is a give and a take for what students want and need, but I think it's the same for employees. There's a give and a take. If a student wants to meet me in person, yeah, I'll meet them in person. But if a student doesn't, then I don't need to. Or, if I am in a situation where maybe I have back-to-back meetings all day and then someone wants to meet with me, I should be able to say, can we meet on Zoom, because I'm just exhausted. Running across campus isn't going to work for me, and this is just a lot more efficient. That should be a reality. We have the technology, and we are the University of Kentucky for Kentucky and with, by all the prepositions. Let's just use it. Let's do it. Why aren't we doing it?
I think the main thing that employees, especially right now, the staff want is just the flexibility. Like, because there are definitely...
I mean, we had it before the pandemic.
Right.
So bring
and,
it back.
And so, you know, there are definitely going to be people who want to be on campus all the time and, you mm-hmm. know, be in their office. And that's great. And then there's also going to be people who want to be on campus, you know, as little as possible. And obviously, you know, you can't go 100% the other way. But I think just that flexibility is what the
and,
staff wants right
and
now.
And an employee and their supervisor are the ones who can make that balance. Like, that's the reality. So it's... What a topic, right? Like, yeah. I didn't expect us to get into here? This.
Getting pretty serious.
I do think that this, the flexibility conversation will be the number one conversation over the next at least year, maybe a couple years, and probably very, very paid attention to in Staff Senate. Yeah. So this might not be the only episode this
comes out. And I think, not to be Debbie Downer, but here I go. I'm fearful that like COVID-19 isn't unique. And so the transition to needing, the transition from being on campus to coming in the next day and, you know, in March 16th, 2020, you know, coming in and being like, well, you're working from home forever. I don't know. That would be less jarring and disrupting. If some remote work, whether that be hybrid, totally remote, was more normalized and encouraged. But obviously, limitations exist. I understand that. But I do see a lot of remote job postings now.
I see a lot of remote job postings that say that. And whenever you actually read the details, it says presence required in office.
Well, like you were saying, I think one of the most important parts of this is to empower the direct supervisors to have the conversation with their employee and say, to actually accomplish your job. And to be honest, even as an IT guy, there are times that I'm working on things that I am more efficient at home because I can focus on them a little better. You know, someone sends me a Teams message and I can get to it later instead of someone walking in and I have to deal with them right then.
That's a good point.
So, you know.
It is really interesting the lack of just like office traffic.
Yeah, I didn't realize how much office traffic bothered my work.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I'm filling a full day with like work because I'm not chatting with my coworker down the hall at all, which was often work related.
Sure.
And it's called team building.
Office camaraderie.
Exactly. But still, if you have to take that step to call them on Teams or say, hey, right. Are you available? Yeah. Especially at the beginning, it's like, well, I guess I'll just keep my head down and fill out this spreadsheet.
I think the main thing that I learned from the first 6 months of COVID was how much time is wasted in the office.
Like, I mean, our first day back on Monday, the first 2 hours were people vacuuming their floors. And I was like, how am I supposed to do anything right now?
Like, well, the efficiency that you can have at home when you can sit down and do like 3 straight hours of work. And then just the rest of the day, you're just like answering emails or whatever. Like, you can get other things done at home or like, you know.
Yeah, we have 15-minute breaks for a reason. Change the laundry.
Exactly.
One of the things with that is, we cannot have no more than 2 people in our office suite a day. And everyone loves it when they're the only one there.
Yep.
Because you get so much more done. I would have been on time today. But it took me 15 minutes to help a coworker right when I was about to leave. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the conversation's not over. I mean, that's the reality. They keep saying it's a year of transition, and you best believe the fire's not going out because it's an issue near and dear to my heart since before I was even chair. But I do have to put my perspectives and opinions aside, but it's what staff are telling me. So, the conversation's not over. We'll see where it goes.
Well, I think we thought this was going to be a short episode, and then we realized Olivia's chat idea is really a vibrant idea that we all really enjoyed because we are now entering our 48th minute of recording. I don't know if
we've all missed talking to people, I think. So
So I want to thank everybody for this first episode back in the new Senate year. We have a lot coming down the pike, and we have a lot of hopes for the future. I think that's going to do it. If everybody wants to just like say a quick thanks or bye or whatever. I don't know.
Bye to Ryan. Hello.
Yeah. Bye to Ryan.
Not like I'm dying, but we need like a new sign off now that we're in person or something. I don't know.
Well, that was Staff Senate live from Blazer Dining Basement.
Where's that jazz music again?
Soundproof room.
And that was the Kentucky Wildcast. Yeah, let's let Don hear. Yeah. But in all seriousness, thank you everybody for listening. We are going to bring you more interviews and probably more chats like this because this was
fun and easy.
Yeah, this was really fun to do, and I think people would appreciate hearing the conversations that we're having in Staff Senate. And we want to hear from you guys too. So as always, you can email me for now. We're hoping to have an email set up soon, but you can continue to email me rkst222@uky.edu. And I will take it. Is a nice rhythm of an email. But I will take any suggestions. Even while I'm on paternity leave, I'll send it to the right people. But we will see you guys next time. And this has been the Kentucky Wildcast.